Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, me, and, well, our dog named Sally.
There's no dog in here.
Well, okay, our dog named Daffodil.
I am definitely not a dog.
Well, I don't know.
And you and a dog named Boo?
No, not that. No, I always wanted a dog named Sally. I don't know why.
Is it because you want to be able to say, lay down, Sally?
No. I just wanted a dog named Sally. It seemed appropriate. For whatever reason. So, it's Daffodil, our imaginary dog named Sally here on the show that really is kind of cool because of the fact that I don't have to feed the dog.
Or walk the dog. Or pick up the dog's...
What? Oh, that stuff. Yeah, that could be a little stinky.
I'm trying to figure out what word I could possibly say on the radio.
No. Let's not go there. So
the doggy doo-doo?
Let's just say she's imaginary. How's that? Our imaginary dog, Sally. And on the show this week, we have some interesting music from some worms, apparently.
I don't like worms.
Why?
Or spiders or snakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the arrogant worms a little later.
Yes, I will.
In addition to that, in the celebrity slip-up, yeah, this is why my brain was on dogs.
Ah.
The Brady Bunch, coming up a little later, singing a classic 70s cheesy song that makes it even cheesier by the Brady Bunch. But we're starting off the show with 60s variety show music, sort of. These guys sound like they're from a 60s variety show. They're kind of cheesy. We got the Doodletown Pipers coming up with Spanish Flea, which was an instrumental for Herb Albert back in the 60s, but I didn't even know it actually had lyrics.
You'd be surprised what has lyrics. I told you there were lyrics to Spanish Flea the last time we played it.
Okay, but we're starting off with Winchester Cathedral by the Doodletown Pipers right here on...
Cheese, please!
Woof! 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 What? What?
You don't have to bark like the dog.
That's not me. That's the dog. She's imaginary, but she barks.
Winchester Cathedral. You're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town. You could have done something. That girl, oh,
she wouldn't have gone far away if only you'd started ringing your bell.
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town.
Ba-ba-dee-o-do, ba-ba-dee-o-do, ba-ba-dee-o-do. Yo, go! A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
He's a Spanish flea, and the Doodletown Pipers. I did not know there were lyrics to that song.
I told you there were lyrics. You didn't believe me.
No. And now I'm proven wrong and proud to be it, because that was really cheesy.
It was.
And before that, the Doodletown Pipers and Winchester Cathedral here on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Would you stop wrestling with your imaginary dog?
I'm sorry. It's just, she wants to play tug, and I'm trying to pull. Can't you hear
How
her?
Big is this imaginary dog?
Well, she looks like one of them shaggy dogs, you know, from the movies. You
so
remember those?
Instead of having like an imaginary
chihuahua. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have an imaginary English sheepdog that weighs about 80 pounds.
Yes.
There's not enough room in the van for a dog that big.
Can't you hear her growling at me when I play tug? See, she's growling at me. She's... Oh, she let go now. Okay, that's fine. She let go.
It's a good thing, because you know what? We're going to run out of time for the show if you don't stop playing with the dog.
Okay, fine. Tell me more about the Arrogant Worms profile.
I haven't told you anything about the Arrogant Worms, because you've been busy playing tug with the dog.
Well, tell me now. Tell me now.
Arrogant Worms is a musical group from Canada.
Oh, Canada, yes.
Yes, but they have toured Canada, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia.
Ah, yes. I think we played one song by them before.
Don't really spoof any particular style of music. They kind of like to poke fun at everything.
Oh, well, that's equal opportunity. Yeah, that's good.
You know, they've done parodies of rock, folk, ballads, country, Celtic folk, and children's music.
Oh.
As well as poking fun at aspects of daily life in Canada with songs like Canada's Really Big, Me Like Hockey, We Are the Beaver, I Am Not American, and Proud to Be Canadian.
Oh, well, we're going to play some parodies of children's music this time around on the show. Rippy the Gator is coming up shortly. Well, we're starting off with, I think their parody of boy bands and boy groups and top 40 music called Boy Band. Right here on...
Cheese, please!
Sally, come here, Sally.
Come on. Give me some now. You know something, girl? I'm thinking about you right now. You don't want to know what I'm thinking, girl. Or do you?
Girl, you think I'm the bomb, but I'm old enough to be dating your mom.
And I did.
She wasn't that bad, but you're grounded if you tell your dad that you like the way we dance. With rock hard abs and plastic pants, you give us teddy bears, and in return we shave our chest hair.
He went on a holiday. They went down to Florida to laugh and dance and play. Bill went in for a swim, he didn't see the harm. But when he came back out again, he was short and arm.
Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp.
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father went out to play some catch, but Billy missed the pass because his arm was unattached. The ball flew past his shoulder and it rolled into the swamp. When he went wading after it, his leg became a stump.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father joined a three-legged race. They were tearing up the field, no one could keep the pace. But Billy tripped and did a flip and landed in the muck. He was running out of limbs and also out of luck.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp.
passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy was all dirty, he really had to wash, but he couldn't use a towel cause his limbs had been gnawed off. He went into the water to get all clean and bright, but when his bath was finished he was only half his height, cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy's father rolled his wheelchair up upon a hill. He wanted to put Bill where he would not get killed, but he left him on a slope and into the swamp he rolled. They dragged out his head, but there was nothing left below,
cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp. Passing the time by ending children's lives down in the bottom of the swamp.
Down in the swamp.
Please, please. Oh, that's rather morbid. Ugh.
But it's a very happy gator because his belly is full.
Yeah, tell me about the arrogant worms. Rippy the Gator go chomp, chomp, chomp.
So you could have had a pet an imaginary pet alligator.
No, I don't want to go get chomp, chomp, chomped on.
And you could have a real live pet worm.
No.
There's room in the van for a worm.
No, you can't play with a worm. Come on, and before that we had the Arrogant Worms and Boy Band here on the show. And my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and...
If you're just joining us, this is Cheese Please,
where we've apparently inherited a third cast member, the imaginary dog Sally.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Daffodil, while that record was playing, I was getting ready for Sally's treats, you know? Getting the bones ready and getting them in the imaginary bowl.
So you're getting out the imaginary doggy cookies?
Yes.
You're going to give the dog a cookie.
Can't you tell? I have one here.
Are
I mean,
you planning
they,
to
they
eat
look
it?
Great. They look great, Daffodil.
Good, you eat it.
No. I'm going to call her over. Maybe she can actually hear me. Sally! Sally, cookie! Cookie, Sally. Here, Sally, I'll give you a cookie. Oh, here she comes, Daffodil. I know you can't see her, but she's imaginary. I don't have the cookie.
Lied to the imaginary dog about imaginary cookies?
No, I just have to reach it. Here we go. Okay. Sally, come back here. Oh, she went. Oh.
It's because it wasn't a real cookie. You can't tease the imaginary dog with imaginary cookies.
Yes, but we can talk about this now, can't we?
And now it's time for the keys, please.
Sally.
And on the slip up this week, speaking of dogs, we have me, you, and a dog named Sally. Or no,
no,
Boo.
That doesn't
Boo.
Rhyme.
Boo, boo, boo,
boo,
boo.
Right here by the Brady Bunch.
Yes, right here on
Cheese Please.
Mind told me that so.
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
There's a swinging chick who's bikini clad. I guess you know she drives the guys all mad. With a board in hand at the beach every day, just laying in the sun, catching a few rays.
I just love to surf.
She's got long blonde hair with a cute little hip, and a real brown tan with a cherry red lips. Now the guys start to dig her when she sways, but she's just trying to catch a few rays.
I flip my wig when it comes to surfing.
I'm on the beach every day with transistor in hand. She's soaking up the rays, just laying in the sand. She looks real sweet, but really she knows they're watching every move right down to her toes.
Make mine one hot dogger with a
she digs the way the guys all eye her, cause it's pretty well known she's a real live wife. 8 hours a day in the sand she'll stay, just a little beach bunny catching rays.
Ooh, I think surfing is the utmost.
On the beach every day with transistor in hand, she's soaking up the rays, just laying in the sand. She acts real sweet, but her
two hot doggers with seaweed.
Now she digs the way the guys all eye her, cause it's pretty well known she's a real live wire. 8 hours a day in the sand she'll stay, just a little beach bunny catching rays.
Ooh! I dig shooting the curl. It's so invigorating. Could watch it for hours and hours.
Cheese, please, with Beach Bunny, Jimmy Haskell. Wow.
That was interesting.
Just a bit. And before that, it's me and you and a dog named Boo with the Brady Bunch, and I always thought the lyrics said when they were caught robbing from an old man.
No, they were doing chores for the old man, and he gave them money for it.
Yeah, but, you know, little...
No robbing.
No, little felons.
No, really, no Bonnie and Clyde stuff
little
going on there.
Little felons on TV, I tell you. Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese, Please.
And I know it's a little weird because, well, I have an imaginary dog named Sally this week on the show because, well, getting an 80-pound sheepdog in this van is kind of a little crazy.
I think your imaginary dog is having an imaginary nap.
No. I had no luck in actually giving her a treat, my imaginary treats last week, or last set here, so not last week.
Few minutes ago.
So I'm gonna try now one more time. Just play with me. Sally, can you come here? Cookie, come here, Sally. Is that working?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yes, it does. You can't see her. She's imaginary. You want a cookie? Oh, look, she's got her nose up and everything. Here you go. Here the cookie. Oh, you dropped the cookie.
You dropped the imaginary cookie, and it made a sound.
Well. No, that was a racer. Anyway, Daffodil, I know this whole imaginary thing sounds a little crazy, but can we actually go by the pound?
You want to look into getting a real dog?
Well, not necessarily getting one, maybe just like looking at them.
You know what you could do? You could go to the pound and walk dogs.
Hey, there's an idea. Okay.
But you have to do this first.
Of course. Oh, no, here we go. Ah! Oh. Now, I gotta wait till the door's open.
That was a little too loud.
I'm sorry.
But what did you find?
We're ending off the show with the Chiffons, who had a few hits in the 60s, but not this one. This is called Doctor of Hearts.
Not a hit.
No, it's kind of weird. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese, Please, with your host, Snarf Dude and Daffodil, and our imaginary Sally.
wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.